Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me if you've been listening already. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Don't forget the blog. Don't forget the archives. Don't forget the articles. All the other things. And my newsletter. You can subscribe to the newsletter. It comes on Sunday every week and by email. And you can also subscribe to our blog and we'll send it to you. You don't have to come and get it. If you want us to, we'll send it to you. And by real simple syndication, you can do that on the homepage there, or off of the homepage, I should say, at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Stephanie Winston is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's one of the world's experts on organizations. She's founder and director of The Organizing Principle. It's a New York-based consulting firm. She's the author of a book that sold zillions and zillions of copies, getting organized literally into the hundreds of thousands, approaching a million copies, folks, getting organized. And I'm holding the revised and updated edition. And Stephanie and I have been doing, we're actually wrapping up a five-visit series on getting organized. And Stephanie, I'm afraid we have some bad news. Welcome back, by the way.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, but what is the bad news?
My people tell me you've turned me into Adrian Monk.
Well, that would be quite a show. By the way, I love that. I don't know if we can give a little free plug here, but I love that show.
It's a great show. My wife loves it. I like it too. But they tell me that I've turned into Adrian Monk because if anybody comes in, they have to my office. They have to comply with strict orders and I have all of my paper clips are dressed and covered. You know, they're all dressed and lined up, and all my pencils
and pointed in the right way,
all my
right?
pencils are exactly the same sharpened, you know, and everything, and yeah, it's really I feel like I've got a new lease on life because of you, Stephanie.
Well, Jim, I am thrilled, and I hope we have not created a monster here.
I'm afraid you may have, Stephanie. Today we're going to talk about being organized on the road.
Well, yes, we are. And then also, since today is the last day of our five-visit series, which I've enjoyed very much, I'd like to also give our listeners some sort of wrap-up principles about, you know, the fundamentals. I think of it as a three-legged stool, you know, the three legs of getting organized. So where would you like to start, Jim?
Well, let's go ahead and do the on the road first, and then we'll come back, and as we wrap up our visit, we'll do the wrap-up of the whole thing.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Well, the thing about being on the road, I have a confession to make because I actually live right in New York City, where walking, it has to be one of the last places in the country where walking is an actual literal form of transportation.
Right.
So that, you know, but I know from clients, from people attending my seminars, from, you know, from people such as yourself, that everywhere else in the country that there is an enormous amount of time spent on the road.
And in California, they drive to the bathroom.
And you know what? I actually believe that. But it's true. We have become truly a car-centered culture outside of really weird places like New York. And that and so spending so much time in your car, in a way, you've got to think of it as another room in your home. And so it's so important that you have the things you need physically set up for it, just as you would in any other room or place in your home or office, so that you have what you need when you need it. And, Jim, I remember you're talking about when you were on the road a great deal, as working for Xerox, that you had this fabulous briefcase set up. Could tell us a little bit more.
Well,
about that.
I had a couple of those. You know, I had a file cabinet, a little it was a file cabinet that opened from the top. It had a lid. basically. And it was designed for what I'm talking about. And I put it in my trunk, and I had hanging folders.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, I had brochures, I had contracts, mm-hmm. I had the basic stuff in there. The things that I needed, you know, to make sure that I kept, I had in there. And then I had, then I also had my briefcase, which was often open as I, you know, in my car.
Uh-huh.
And because I'd get in, I'd sit down in the car after a call and open it up and work through it. Because basically during the day, my car was my office. Now, that was almost 30 years ago, Stephanie, and we had no cell phones in those days.
So
I mean, I can imagine if I were doing that today, I'd have a cell phone, I'd have a laptop and all that. But, you know, Stephanie, I was just thinking earlier about how I feel about where my office is.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, now I've got I do work at home. I do work in an office where my office is, where my business is located. But really, when I think about with my laptop with a wireless connection, my BlackBerry and all that, my office is really where I am.
And that's one of those changes you were talking about with your previous guest.
Yes.
That this concept of mobility, of where we are is where our office is. And that's
my
why it's so important.
Is wherever I am. And I can work wherever I want to work. Stand by. We're going to talk about this some more with Stephanie Winston right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and glad you're here. We've got Stephanie Winston here because she's been helping us get organized, and we're wrapping up our 5-week visit. It's been a lot of fun, Stephanie, and of course, this isn't the last time you're going to be with us. We're going to have you back on the show. You always do a good job, and let's get back into organizing on the road. I was just saying just before we left, this 5-week program that we've been talking about is something you've been doing also not only with us, but you're doing it with one of our corporate partners, Office Depot, on their website,
correct.
Aren't you?
Well, you know what happened is that there's a lot of reasons why people get disorganized, and Office Depot and I kind of partnered in putting together the Office Depot Office Makeover 5-day project. And that, in addition to my book Getting Organized that you were so kind to mention, I love the zillions and zillions part, but in addition to that our listeners can go to the Office Depot website, officedepot.com/getorganized, and download this time for free the actual brochure that Office Depot and I have put together to help you get organized, Jim, as we have been doing on a 5-week program, except you can do it every day. You can make it a 5-day program of how to kind of organize your life over starting with a 5-day launch. And it's really helpful.
It's a great document, folks. You can download it as by PDF. It's a 4-color document that I think you'll like a lot. You'll get a lot out of it. And thanks to you and Office Depot for making this available for free to my audience. And that's officedepot.com/getorganized. Is that right?
Right. That's what it is. And not getting. Everybody wants to say getting, but it's just get organized.
Get organized.
Get
all right.
Organized.
Let's talk about some other things we can do on the road because we basically take our businesses wherever we go. And so how do we stay organized? It's actually, in some ways, it helps us get organized to have all these new tools, and in some ways it creates disorganization if we don't watch out. What do you think?
Well, that is one of the great complexities of our time, because it's very hard to imagine life now without email, and yet everybody is so overwhelmed with email. It's like, and you know, as you say, the phone everywhere that you go, it's very, very hard to disengage and connect. And sometimes, too, and this is speaking of life a lot of life in your car, especially as so many people now work at home part-time and then in the office, so they have to drive back and forth a great deal, and people still have paper to contend with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very cool product, and I apologize, I don't know the brand, I've just seen it. I imagine it is available at Office Depot, but in any event, it sits on the front seat of your car. You know, you're at the wheel, and then in the driver's seat, there is a little portable desk, literally, with things for your, you know, spaces for your laptop.
I have seen those, yes.
And I wish I'd
had one of those years ago.
Well, it is so cool, and I saw someone else, actually, I peeked in someone's car and saw them. So I can't even give
was
you
that
a friend.
Was that the week you got arrested, Stephanie?
Right. Hey, lady. What you doing, lady?
Well, that's a great tool, and you know, one of the things that I found, Stephanie, when I'm not in the office,
mm-hmm.
is And basically, I'm mostly connected through to folks through my BlackBerry, by cell phone, by email. Maybe
Jim,
even
were you relieved when BlackBerry, when Research in Motion, they settled that suit?
I was. They settled that suit. They sure did, and it cost them a chunk of change. But
they did
get it settled, and I'm glad they did. And the government is too. That was an interesting situation. But the thing that I found. I think of the word triage.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of being on the road, I think of the word triage. And what I mean by that is I choose the things that I can make the most impact with while I don't, when I don't have all of my resources with me.
Right, right.
See what I mean? And I let the, I let the others go. And I just don't, in other words, if I get an email, that I maybe I get 10 emails, maybe only one of them has to be answered
until
maybe all the other nine can be answered when I get back to the office, in 3 hours.
Yeah, right, right.
Mm-hmm. Or when I get to the hotel and I set up my laptop and it's easier, maybe only one of these really has to be, I have to tap out a message for.
Right, right. Right.
And I don't get overwhelmed by those things because I don't let them overwhelm me.
Well, you know what? And I think part of the real challenge of getting organized is arriving at a place of calm and orderliness, not just in yourself, but in your mind and not making yourself nuts. And I think that kind of triage is exactly what is required. Know your priorities, know what's important now, and know what you can get to later. I think that's a big, big decision to make.
Do you think disorganization is a function of frustration and not being calm?
Well, you know, I think there's a chicken and egg factor there, and I believe, let's take an example of filing, that if you can put your hand, and it could be a paper file or a file in your computer, that if you can put your hand, let's take a paper file, in your filing cabinet looking for a particular, file folder, and it's there, as opposed to, oh my gosh, I know this file is here somewhere, what is all this junk, I can't find anything, blah, 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 blah. Now, tell me which is the situation of calm, and which is the situation of tension. And when you're in that state of tension, even when you can't find something that maybe in itself isn't that important, it's like you get tense, you get, oh my God, and then it ripples throughout your whole day.
Stephanie, another thing that I do that I think is helps me, this is another way I use email to my advantage. Mm-hmm. If I'm on the road and I have a couple of phone calls that come in that I didn't get, in the old days, my folks would have given me the number and I would have written it down and carried that around in my pocket.
Yeah.
Now I say, email me those numbers.
They
email them to me. I pick them up in my BlackBerry.
Right.
I just scroll down to the number, click on it, and I make the phone call.
Well, that is one of the tremendous advantages of technology that technology gives us today.
This is where the technology folks can really, if you'll use it well, it can really make you a lot more effective and organized. We're going to come back. We're going to take a little whirlwind tour of where we've been with our good friend Stephanie Winston. She's the author of Getting Organized. It's available wherever books are sold. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're wrapping up a 5-week series of Getting Organized with our good friend Stephanie Winston. It's the end of the series. It's not the end of our relationship with Stephanie. We've actually just started a long-time relationship with Stephanie. Stephanie, give us your website, too, please.
Well, my website is actually, in terms of my books, that is really Amazon.com. So, and that gives you a lot of background about my other books as well, and me, and there's bio.
Lots of good stuff there.
And lots of that stuff. And then, of course, there's the Office Depot website for our brochure. Can I repeat that website?
Please do.
Okay, great. And that's officedepot.com/getorganized, where you can download the 5-day office makeover plan that Office Depot and I put together.
And I hope you'll take advantage of that, folks, because it's a beautiful document. All right, Stephanie, give us a little tour of where we've been in the last segment here. of where we've come from and what we've accomplished.
Well, I think we've accomplished a lot, Jim, and I hope our listeners have really enjoyed it. And let me kind of wrap up by summarizing what I think of as the three-legged stool of organizing, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's lots more besides, but this will really truly get you started, the three key elements. First of all, to start, clear everything off your desk and your computer that you don't need anymore. And by the way, don't forget a little shredder. Don't forget identity theft. That's serious. A nice little brand is Ativa, A-T-I-V-A, a desktop shredder. Secondly, and this is so important, use your planner, not your memory. That, for example, when you have something to follow up 2 weeks from now or someone's to get back to you, they say, oh, I'll call you next Thursday, whether you use a PDA or whether you use a paper-based planner such as the Franklin Covey, write or enter it or write it down. Never, 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 never count on your memory. You will be, talk about that lack of tension when you know that you don't have all those things racketing around. And then finally, this is what's going to change your life. Clear those papers off your desk. Clutter, desk clutter, computer clutter, is simply decisions that haven't been made yet. And the best strategy I know is called the TRAF system, T-R-A-F. Toss, these are your options, dealing with paper and with computer files. Toss equals delete. Refer, and that means pass it on or discuss it with someone else. And that, of course, is forward in your computer. Act is action, a personal task that you must do. And then there is file. And, oh, by the way, for filing, for computer filing, there's such a cute little device. I shouldn't say cute, really, because it's so powerful, but I think it's cute. It's called the USB flash memory drive.
Yeah.
You can carry it with you and just plug it into a
handy,
PC handy everywhere.
Handy is a pocket on a shirt.
Does he really? And he has it with him everywhere, right?
As handy as it can be. I mean, we got a half a dozen of them, at least in this office. We use them all the time for lots of different things. But especially when I travel and with a PowerPoint presentation.
Well, isn't that a handy way
to
do that?
That's the handiest thing in the world. You don't have to take your computer. Uh-huh. If they already have a computer hooked up, you just plug it right in. And more people are doing that. More and more people, Stephanie, are taking proposals or presentations, I should say, to a client's office, and everything's already hooked up. You just put your stick right into the laptop or the desktop or computer or whatever. As handy as it can be.
Well, so it's just astonishing how powerful these things are. And Jim, as just some sort of final thoughts for our listeners here, is that we all feel so overwhelmed. And what we're looking for here is 1,000 small victories. Each piece of paper thrown away that should be thrown away, not just get stuck on your desk, each little yellow sticky is a small victory. And if you follow every day, you know, the traffing, the three basic tools or keys of organization, it will make your life so much more streamlined. And these are surefire strategies that can yield huge payoffs in productivity.
Well, I like what you say about 1,000 little victories. Because you try not, don't do it all at once. I mean, just find little successes here and there. And over time, it builds into a lot more organization and a lot less frustration.
Oh, and so much less frustration and that tension of things being out. Look, we have enough aggravation in our lives that we cannot control. So taking charge of the things that we have an option to control and relieving that tension and increasing that productivity like a seesaw. The tension goes down, the productivity goes up. I think is one of the best choices you can make in your life.
One of the things that you said, I'll never forget, Stephanie, you said filing is not a storage activity, it's a retrieval activity.
Absolutely.
I like that. Hey, Stephanie, thank you for being here. Good job the last 5 weeks, and we're looking forward to seeing you again next time.
I hope so. Thanks, Jim.
Stephanie Winston, ladies and gentlemen, her book is called Getting Organized. And don't forget this little program that you can download from Office Depot's website. That's officedepot.com/getorganized. You can find that PDF there. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.